I'll start while the rest of them are coming down. There's a verse we're going to read this morning, boys and girls, and it's going to be up on the overhead as well. And it's found in Romans chapter 6, and it's the second part of verse 23. It's up on the overhead there, and I'm going to read it as well. It says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You want to say it together after two? One, two. The gift of God
is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 23b.
That was excellent. That was well read. I need two volunteers. Who's going to help me? You were first to hand up there. And Adrian, come on, you too. Okay, I would like you to hold that one there, please. You hold it over here. And I would like you to hold this one here. Now, we're going to talk about gifts this morning. What do we all like to get at Christmas? Shout it out. Oh, you like to get a bike? Well, that's nice. I think I'll come to your house this Christmas. We all like to get presents, don't we? And you know, there's three gifts here this morning. We're going to talk about gifts. These two look very small. Who would fancy this gift here? Oh, you all like the big gifts, don't you? You know, boys and girls, we're going to talk about gifts, and there's three simple things that I want to say about gifts this morning, or about this gift here. This here is a gift from God. Those are just little gifts that someone went into the shop and bought, but this here is a gift from God. And the first thing I want to say is this: God's gift is valuable. Boys and girls, God's gift is valuable. Mums and dads, it's valuable. You see these two little gifts here? Went into a shop the other day, lifted them off the counter, and I didn't just walk straight out. I went to the till, paid for them. They cost very, very little. But do you know something? You see this gift here? You see all the money that you have? You wouldn't be able to buy this gift. Boys and girls, I'm going to tell you something else. You see, if your mums and dads brought all the money that they had and brought it up and laid it all out on the floor here, you still wouldn't be able to buy this gift. You see, if everybody in the whole world was to bring all their money and fill the church here, you still wouldn't be able to buy what's in this here. This is God's gift, and it's really, really special. It's valuable. It's so valuable that you cannot buy it with money. Second thing I'm going to say is this: God's gift is not only valuable, but God's gift is forever. Boys and girls, it's forever. I'm going to let you into a wee secret. You see what's in this here and this here? You see whenever it's opened up, do you think it'll last very long? No, I don't think it will either. You see, if it was me and I opened it up, it wouldn't even last today. I don't think it would last at tea time this evening. It would be gone in a very, very short time. Because what's in here, I think whoever gets it will really, really enjoy it. But you know, boys and girls, you see what's in here? It's going to last forever. It's going to last forever and ever and ever. It's never going to fade away. What's in here is God's gift, and it's valuable, and it lasts forever. Isn't that amazing? Imagine what's in this gift here. It lasts forever, and if you were to have it for yourself, it would last forever with you. You would last forever too. You know something? The third thing I want to say is it's not only valuable, and it's not only forever, but God's gift is for you. Boys and girls, it's for you. It's for your mums and dads as well. It's for your grannies and grandas. It's for your brothers and sisters. It's for every single person in this meeting this morning. God's gift is for you. You see these wee gifts here? There's only two gifts there. And there's only two people going to get them. And everybody else is going to lose out there. But what's in this here is for everybody. It's for you. And it's for everybody else in this meeting this morning. Boys and girls, do you want to find out what's in this box? Or in this bit of paper here? See, when you're opening presents, do you open them nicely? Take the sellotape off? Because I don't. I just rip them open. because you like to see what's inside, don't you? Boys and girls, what did we say this was? It was valuable and it would last forever. And who's it for? This young man says it's for me. And I'm sure everybody else is saying the same. It's for you, boys and girls. Let's see what's in this. Boys and girls, it's the gift of God's Son. Boys and girls, isn't that a wonderful gift to have? That's the best gift that was ever, ever given. And it was given by God. God, at Christmas time, we remember the birth of the Lord Jesus. How he came into this world as a helpless little baby. And then he grew up and he went to the cross of Calvary. And he died for the sins of the whole world. And boys and girls, the Bible says that if we come and put our trust in him and receive the gift of God's Son, the Bible says that we will be saved for time and for all of eternity. Boys and girls, God's gift is valuable. You can't buy this gift with money. God gave his only Son, and he cannot be bought. God's gift cannot be bought with money. It's valuable, and it's forever. If you were to put your trust in the Lord Jesus, mums and dads, if you were to put your trust in the Lord Jesus, you would be forgiven, and you'd be saved for all of eternity. And God's gift with you would last forever. Not only valuable, not only forever, but it's for you. Wonder if there's someone here this morning who has never accepted the gift of God's Son. I wonder if there's someone this morning who's going to come and tell God they're sorry for their sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into their lives and forgive them for all the wrong things that they've done. And ask him to be your savior and your friend. You've set really, really well, and these two boys have done really, really well, so you can keep those there. That's just a wee gift for you. And remember, the best gift that anyone could ever have, especially at Christmas, is the gift of God.